This is Tom Murray with a special report. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org, see text of the report and links to all the information at newsroom.wgxc.org. The Hudson Valley radio dial may offer more choices soon as the Federal Communications Commission has approved new low-power FM stations in Palenville, Albany, Woodstock, Pauling, and other towns. Low-power FM is a 100 watts or less broadcast license authorized for non-commercial educational broadcasting that can cover a city or town. It was first created in 2001 after a decade of challenges on the air in courts and in Congress. WBCR-LP in Great Barrington, Massachusetts emerged from that first LPFM opportunity, and a second application window for nonprofit groups to apply for frequencies intended for community use opened last fall. Now these applicants must raise money, organize volunteers, and build studios to get on the air. This winter, the FCC granted a construction permit to WLPP-LP 102.9 FM in Palenville, where the Matrium of Sabell Magna Mater Incorporated, a pagan-oriented nonprofit, now has until January 27, 2017 to get on the air. The group claims their new signal will cover Catskill, Saugerties, and into Columbia County, and is advertising locally for folks to help them. Here's an interview Harry Matthews from WGXC did with the Reverend Mother Catherine Plantain of the Matrium of Sibel from March 19th.
And there are people who have been actively trying to get other nonprofits involved in getting a radio license. Well, they approached us. I thought it was a great idea. We applied for our construction permit, and we're granted it. Our call signs will be WLPP, LP, low power, and 102.9. But
low power Palenville.
Low power Palenville.
Here we go.
In Athens, local listeners may or may not hear a new station from the jazz-oriented group Planet Arts. The New York City and Catskill-based nonprofit mistakenly filed two LPFM applications for Athens for the November 2013 FCC deadline. One, to use the public's 96.7 FM frequency, was dismissed by the FCC, and another, at 93.9 FM, is labeled, quote, applied for, unquote, while similar applications without competition have been approved. There's an interview with Thomas Bellino from Planet Arts at the WGXC newsroom. In Albany, the Grand Street Community Arts Incorporated nonprofit, which has run a community center for several years, located at 68 Grand Street near the Capitol, will broadcast at 107.1 FM. Online, they are calling themselves WSERLP, South End Radio, although they have not officially registered those call letters with the FCC. The group is hosting a volunteer meeting March 22nd, and a representative from the group will call the WGXC Saturday afternoon show from 4 to 6 p.m., on March 22nd to explain more about the group's activities. In Troy, five groups have applied for LPFM stations: the Sanctuary for Independent Media, the Troy Bike Rescue, the Green Education and Legal Fund, the Oakwood Community Center, and TAP Incorporated, a group of architects. All have applications pending for 92.7 FM. Steve Pierce from the Sanctuary for Independent Media, in a February 1st, 2014 interview with WGXC, said the five groups are friendly and will work out a timeshare or other arrangements to get on the air.
We applied for an LPFM station, and there were several other groups in Troy who also applied, organizations that we work with every day. And so we're in a what's called an MX situation. It's mutually exclusive. Not everybody who applied could get the station, but if they work together, they can either timeshare on the frequency or possibly move to other channels. You know, it's a little bit of a Rubik's Cube thing that has to happen now to figure out how best to free the frequency so that either it can be shared or people can find a way to do what they want to do. But we're pretty confident that within the next few months that we're going to be free and clear to launch a low-power FM station that will cover most of Troy and most of Albany.
The FCC encourages groups competing for the same frequencies to work out time-sharing arrangements. In Woodstock, WIOFLP 104.1 FM has a construction permit from the FCC. In the 2007 full-power application window, the group Birds of a Feather applied to cover a much larger area, but had several competitors, none of which ever got on the air. Now the group has until February 14th, 2017, to begin using this frequency. In Dutchess County, Pauling Public Radio will occupy 103.7 FM in Pauling. That group is already up and running with a lively website, and it will hold a board meeting at 6:30 p.m. April 17th at 26 East Main Street in Pauling. The application submitted by a community group in Amenia for 103.7 FM, though, was dismissed by the FCC, and in Poughkeepsie, New York Catholic Radio's application for 94.7 FM is unopposed but has not yet been approved. Upper Room Ministries of Richmondville applied in Stamford in Delaware County and will operate WJIJLP at 105.9 FM. In all, New York had 65 applications for low-power stations, most in non-competitive situations. Nonprofit groups were able to apply for low-power FM stations on available frequencies from October 17th to November 15th last year. Go to newsroom.wgxc.org for interviews with the Reverend Mother Catherine Plantain from the Matron of Cybele and Palinville and WLPPLP, and also interviews with Thomas Bellino from Planet Arts in Athens and Steve Pearson, Brenda Miller from the Sanctuary for Independent Media in Troy about low-power FM.